This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my beloved children. Today, I want to tell you the easiest way of memorizing the Quran. So many of you might not know how to read the Quran in the Arabic language, looking inside. And this is the month of Ramadan. We want to learn some of these surahs off by heart. What should I do? Well, from a very early age, it's important to listen to the recitation of the Quran. Listen to someone read the Quran, the same reciter, again and again. So when you listen to it over and over again, you will automatically be able to repeat those words and the recitation, and you will know it off by heart. So even if it is one of the small surahs or one of the longer surahs, when you listen repeatedly, that is the easiest way to learn the Quran. So what you do, you can tell your parents that I want to listen to the Quran again and again by the same reciter, the same recital. And if you can play that, the same thing in the car, in the house, perhaps wherever you are, in your room, you can have your earphones, you can listen to it on the screen, mashallah, if the reciter, if it's a video, you can watch it. But the same thing, exactly the same, in the same tone, again and again and again. When you listen to it so many times, you will automatically know it. And then, when you want to memorize the entire Quran, also what is the easiest way of doing it, even if you don't know how to read the Quran looking inside, you can actually listen to a page a day. Listen to it more than 100 times and you will have memorized it. So when you listen to the same thing and you try and read with it, and you try and repeat it, you will be able to read it just off by heart. That's amazing. Now, to correct it slightly in case there's a mistake in the way you're pronouncing things, you need one of your parents or you need to have a teacher who can correct what might be wrong in your pronunciation, the finer mistakes. Now, who is your favorite reciter? You can write the name in the comments. If you're watching this from my official YouTube channel, you write the name in the comments and I'll give you a little like to show you that I read what you said. I want to know who are the favorite reciters. You must choose someone who reads beautifully, but at the same time, correct recitation. You know, it doesn't have to be a good tone and, you know, like they're beautifying their voice. The voice is so sweet, but maybe the tajweed or the pronunciation is not right. You need someone who has a balance. And when you're reading, don't be shy. Just read beautifully.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahmanir Raheem Maliki Yawmiddin Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'een.
And intonate your voice, which means make it beautiful, beautify it, don't be shy. Some people are so shy, they just sit and they say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki. Allah wants you to beautify it. Allah wants you not to be shy. You know, you need to have a tone, a tune. You need to have a beautiful tune and make sure that you're not shy. Just read it in a tune, whether it's in front of your parents, in front of other teachers, in front of other people. Never mind if they listen to you or they heard you, no problem. Obviously, when we're reading and reciting for Allah alone, we should also, meaning when we're alone, we should put a beautiful tone, because Allah wants to hear you read His words in a beautiful tone. So, my dear children, I thought today I'd make a video to tell you how to become a hafiz very easily, how to learn the surahs very easily. It's by listening repeatedly to the same thing. So you listen again and again and again, and don't be lazy. So when you start memorizing the Quran, it's exciting. And then when you go down a little bit, a few months down and maybe a year down, shaitan might come to you and make you lazy. And he might make you think, you know what, I can't do this. I'm going to give up. Don't. At that time, you must know you're doing very, very well. So don't give up. Keep going. You just go for a year and a half, 2.5 years, 1.5 or 2.5 years, depending on how much you're doing every day. Sometimes maybe 3 years, no problem. After that, I'm a hafiz forever. Once you're a hafiz, make sure you consolidate, which means make sure that you read again and again and again. Keep on reading. It doesn't mean, oh, now I'm a hafiz, I don't have to read the Quran. No, now you're a hafiz, you need to read more, because the Quran can run away from you, which means you might forget it after you have memorized it. So you must make sure that you memorize it. Keep repeating every day. One juz or two juz or three juz, which means one little chapter or two or three chapters a day, inshallah. And you'll enjoy it. You'll enjoy it thoroughly. So remember, when you listen to something over and over again, you'll automatically memorize it. For me, that's the easiest way to memorize the Quran. There's no easier way, according to me, to memorize the Quran than to just listen again and again. The same reciter, same verses. I promise you, when you grow old, you'll still remember the exact recital, the exact verses, because you heard it 100 times and you heard it again and again. And you'll remember the way the person you listened to read it, exactly where they stopped, what they did, how they raised their voice, how they dropped their voice, and so on. So that's the challenge. How many of you are going to take up this challenge? Leave your comment and tell me what you're going to do about this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to become hafiz very easily, without any difficulty and hardship. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ Allah says, we have made this Qur'an very easy to memorize, to learn, to understand. Is anyone going to do that? I think we can. We say, yes, it's me, I'm going to do it. May Allah make it easy for all of you, my beloved children. Till we meet again, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.